This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As you know, on my website at www.imran.com, I discuss many topics in my podcast and my blog. There are lots of commentaries there on many topics, from TV and radio to consumer affairs to the war on terror, India-Pakistan, and many, many other topics. And I invite you to visit www.imran.com and read some of the stuff I write and have to say and leave feedback. Your comments, even when you disagree with me, are really welcome. In the last few days, I have been speaking about Israel, the Israeli attack on Lebanon in response to the kidnapping of two Israeli soldiers by the Hezbollah. Now, basically what started as a supposed effort to recover those two Israeli soldiers has turned into not just an incursion of Israel into Lebanon, it has turned into a full-fledged invasion that was well planned long in advance. Except for one thing, they actually did not expect the Hezbollah to be as well organized as they have been. Now, the fact of the matter is, Israel is a military power, mostly with American taxpayer, my taxpayer, your taxpayer money going into their pockets, enriching them as well as providing them military hardware to use on their neighbors. In this particular case, Israel is an expert in using F-16s, 1,000-pound bombs, and missiles on everything from schools to families trying to escape the war. 15 people of a family in an SUV, boom, hit by Israel, destroyed. Entire families wiped out. A United Nations, 4 people simply standing there trying to monitor what was going on. Boom, Israel didn't like them there, blown up with our F-16s firing missiles at them. So that's basically what Israel is great at. Now, when I say this, I have received a lot of feedback. Not only people saying, why does America stand by Israel at the cost of its own interests? Why does America not stand with justice? Why does America veto any kind of resolution that asks for Israel to withdraw from the occupied territories, as United Nations resolutions have asked for decades? America does not do anything on that. America stands blindly with Israel and then is left scratching its head when the rest of the world, and especially the Arab world, hates us. And then I have received a few emails where people have asked if I am against Jews. Only a few have been stupid enough to ask if I am anti-Semitic because of my opinions and comments about Israel. No, my dear readers and my dear listeners, I am neither anti-Muslim or pro-Muslim. I am neither pro-Arab nor anti-Jew. I have nothing against Jews. I have nothing against Hindus. I have nothing against Christians or Muslims or Shiites or Sunnis or even atheists for that matter. The fact of the matter is, I am against anybody who uses our taxpayer-funded F-16s, basically dropping bombs and firing missiles at people who might just be there, for example, the United Nations peacekeepers or families trying to escape the war in Lebanon, where Israel, under the guise of trying to liberate two Israeli soldiers, has basically laid siege on a whole country. That was the only example of a democracy with multiple factions and religions coexisting peacefully. That was the only moderate democratic government we had in the Middle East, and that's the one that Israel used our taxpayer-financed F-16s and missiles, not only killing families of 15 trying to escape the war, killing 4 United Nations peacekeepers standing there trying to monitor what was going on, and also destroying power stations that we Americans had paid for and that the Israelis knew we built. American-owned power generation plants for the civilians were destroyed in another attack by the Israelis, using our weapons and our money to destroy things we built to make the region a better place. That's what Israel has been doing, and that is why I cannot stand when American politicians, everybody from congressmen to senators to the White House, are selling American interests out. Not only are they and we then not standing on the side of justice, not only are we not standing on the side of history, we are not even standing on the side of our own interests. They sell out American interests just to keep the Zionist lobby in the United States happy. And that is wrong. That is absolutely wrong. And I say that not as a Muslim, but as an American.